session, we will wrap up the redemptive plan of God.
重建圣殿与末后真教会的复兴。
We'll talk about the rebuilding of the temple and the revival of the Latter-day Church.
从圣经里头神的计划啊，圣经的应许预言，让我们清楚地看到啊，重建圣殿预表的末后真教会的复兴。
From the plan laid out in the Bible as well as God's promises, we can see that the rebuilding of the temple is a prefiguration of the Latter-day Church.
那么这一个真教会的复兴是怎么样的教会？
What will the revived true church be like?
我们要与重现圣殿的这个过程来加以对照。
We will compare the Latter-day Church to the rebuilding, the process of rebuilding the temple.
我们先请看以斯拉记。
Please turn to Ezra.
以斯拉记第一章到第六章记载重建圣殿的经过。
Chapters 1 through 6 describe the construction process of the rebuilding.
第一章是神动工。
In chapter 1, the Lord God moved the hearts of men.
那神动工是在人心动工。
He worked in the hearts of men.
所以第一章我们叫动心。
That is why the first chapter can be titled Hearts Moved.
动心之后第二章他们就动员起来了。
And in chapter 2, the people were mobilized.
他们组成了一个队伍。
They formed teams.
这个很庞大的一个队伍第二章。
And in chapter 2, we read about this large group that returned.
在所罗巴伯、耶稣雅的带领之下。
They returned under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Joshua.
这些被神的灵激动的百姓就一起回到了耶路撒冷。
These people whose hearts have been stirred by God got up and returned to Jerusalem.
在第二章七十节那里说，众人啊，以色列众人就住在自己的城里。
In chapter 2, verse 70, we're told that they dwell in their cities.
第三章他们记载他们动工。
And chapter 3 records how they began the work.
到了七月，他们聚集在耶路撒冷，如同一人。
And in the seventh month, they gathered in Jerusalem as one man.
就开始动工建造。
And they began the work of rebuilding.
那第三章他们就把殿的殿基立起来。
In chapter 3, we also read about how the foundation of the temple was laid.
众民大声欢呼老人大声哀哭非常又感谢又高兴。
All the people shouted with a great shout, and the older people wept. There was thanksgiving and joy.
第四章记载建殿的工作被迫停工。
According to chapter 4, the work of rebuilding was stopped by force.
一停了十几年。
And that lasted for more than 10 years.
一直到大力王第二年。
And it was only until the year of the second year of King Darius.
那么到第五章开始在复工。
And the work finally resumed in chapter 5.
那复工是因为神差先知去勉励。
And the work resumed because God has sent prophets to encourage them.
所罗巴伯以色列人就听从先知的勉励。
Zerubbabel, along with the people, obeyed the prophets' instructions.
开始复工。
And they resumed the work.
复工之后得到神的帮助。
After they resumed the work, they were blessed by God.
这工作非常的迅速。
And the work went very speedily.
后来又得到大力王的大力帮助。
And they also received much help from King Darius.
第六章就是大力王的这个下达命令。
Chapter 6 records King Darius' decree.
要速速完成这个工作。
That this work must be completed quickly.
快速完工。
As a result, the completion was speedy.
所以到第六章那里记载，他们就快速完工。
So according to chapter 6, the work was finished very quickly.
到15节那里说, 大力乌王第六年啊, 他们就把建殿的工作完成。
Verse 15 of chapter 6, the temple was finished in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius.
完工之后就举行献殿之礼。
And after the temple was finished, they dedicated it.
同时呢, 献大祭, 并且恢复啊, 圣殿的侍奉。
They offered many sacrifices and resumed the service at the temple.
这个就是建殿的过程。
This was the process of rebuilding the temple.
那这个几个重点我们看一下, 然后来对照我们真教会的复兴。
We will touch on some key points and compare these key points to the revival of the true church today.
第一章的是神动工, 这个我们已经, 看过。
We've already looked at how God moved the hearts of people in chapter 1.
那第二章的动员,
chapter 2 is about mobilization.
第二章动员就是所罗巴伯、耶稣雅和这几个领导人来带领全百姓。
The people were mobilized under the leadership of Zerubbabel and Joshua.
那再看到第三章,
chapter 3.
我们看第二章里头啊, 它这个所记载的, 哦, 首先记载是领导者。
In chapter 2, the list of people began with the leaders.
然后第三节以下记载百姓,以色列百姓。
Then starting from verse 3, we read of the people.
到36节,
and 36,
就记载, 圣殿的那些专职的侍奉。
Records the full-time workers at the temple.
祭司,
the priests.
40节记载立位人,
verse 40, the Levites.
祭司是圣殿里头的工人,
the priests worked in the temple.
立位人是在圣殿外头管理的工人,
the Levites served outside the temple.
43节记载尼提林,
43, the Nethinim.
尼提林是协助, 立位人献祭啊, 劈柴挑水的工人。
These were servants who were in charge of cutting wood and carrying water for the Levites.
最后就记载啊, 55节, 所罗门的仆人, 这个是服侍人的。
And verse 55, the sons of Solomon's servants.
59节啊, 跟尼希米记一样的, 记载这一些, 不明的,
And 59 records of those whose identity could not be found.
那我们看到这些虽然是家谱已经丧失掉，但是神也是激动他们回来。
Even though they had lost their genealogy, God still stirred their heart to return to the homeland.
所以这些人家谱不明，但是神是被神的，也是同样被神激动回来的。
So these people also have been stirred by God in their hearts, even though their identity was not known.
虽然是这样子，但是呢，他们的侍奉还是受到一些限制。
Nevertheless, because of their lineage, their lack of lineage, their service was restricted.
那最后就是记载他们奉献的财物。
And finally, it records all the things they offered to God.
这也看出我们今天教会的一个组织啊，教务、总务、财务。
From this passage, we can see a similar organization as one we have today, namely the religious affairs,
所以我就发现说,
the general affairs, and the financial affairs. This teaches us that our church is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们就设立这个总务、教务、总务财务来管理整个教会的事务。
Through the religious affairs, general affairs, and financial affairs, we take care of the matters of the church.
那么有传道人跟长老执事来带领教会。
And the ministers are the leaders of the church.
所罗巴伯啊, 他是一个, 行政的首长。
Zerubbabel was a governor.
耶稣亚, 他是祭司。
Whereas Joshua was a priest.
像传道人一样。
He was like a preacher.
教会就是这样的, 梁老师是传道人在带领。
And this is how the church is likewise led by our preachers today.
那么, 这些专职的工人，祭司、立位人、尼提林，这一些专职的工人，为什么记在百姓的后面？因为他们是服侍众百姓的。
The full-time workers such as the priests, the Levites, and the Nethinim were recorded after the people because they were serving the people.
他这个顺序啊，都不会含糊的啊。
So there is a very clear priority in order.
那我们看一对照我们教会组织啊，哎，很健全，就是这个样子。
And when we compare this to our church organization, it is very similar.
现在看第三章。
Let's read chapter
3. 第三章这个动工啊。
Chapter 3 records how the work began.
动工啊, 几个重点。 第一节。
There are several important points. Verse 1.
如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷。
They gathered together in Jerusalem as one man.
这是教会工作的一个, 大原则。
This is a very important underlying principle in church work.
如同一人才能动工。
You can only begin a work when you act as one man.
如果不如同一人就很难动工。
If you are not as one man, you cannot begin anything.
这一动起来问题就出现。
If you try to begin a work without that,
problems will come. 所以保罗勉励腓立比教会，他们是很兴旺福音的教会，所以说一定要如同一人。
That's why Paul encouraged the Philippians who were working together to prosper the gospel that they must be one heart.
在教会里面呢，无论做什么事情，一样的心思，一样的念，就是如同一人。
They must have the same heart and the same mind, and that is the same as being like one man.
感谢神呐，我们真教会开始的时候真的是这样子。
Thank God. This was how the true church was like when it began.
那么他们首先开始重建。 神的祭坛,
then they started rebuilding the altar.
我们看到第二节，他们在原来的根基上要来重建祭坛。
Verse 2, they arose and built the altar of God of Israel on the original foundation.
按照神人摩西律法上所写的，要在坛上来献祭。
To offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God.
那第三节说他们在原有的根基上筑坛。
Verse 3 tells us that they built on top of the original foundation.
要在原有的根基上筑坛。
It must be on the original foundation.
那我们知道这个筑坛呢，就是今天我们的祷告。
As we know, building the altar prefigures prayer.
那要真教会复兴呢，一定要先复兴这个祭坛，这个祭坛要先重建。
In order for the church to revive, the altar must be first rebuilt.
使徒时代的祷告是什么？
What was the prayer of the apostolic church like?
就是圣灵的祷告。
It was the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
祭坛的根基就在那里。
So the altar was firmly built on the foundation.
所以使徒一再的交代，要靠着圣灵祷告。
That's why Paul, that's why the apostles encouraged the members to pray in the spirit.
那么真教会复兴的时候啊，就是圣灵的祷告，让大家感觉到很稀奇。
So this is how the true church will be revived. It is through the prayer in the Holy Spirit.
为什么我们会重视圣灵的祷告？
This is why we emphasize so much on the prayer of the Holy Spirit.
不是人的意思，人的意思我们都不喜欢，这个不好看。
It is meaningless work according to man's will.
没有一个人喜欢这样。
Nobody.
按照人来讲，没有一个人喜欢这样祷告。
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody likes to pray in the spirit according to man's will.
他就喜欢静静的，哇，讲的这样，这样不是人很舒服吗？很好吗？
People don't like the way we pray in the Holy Spirit. They rather prefer a more refined way.
可是这个是神的工作。
But prayer in the Holy Spirit is the work of God.
是神的旨意。
It is the will of God.
我们顺服神的旨意。
We simply obey the will of God.
所以在原来的根基上筑坛，恢复使徒时代的祷告，圣灵的祷告。
So we need to build the altar on top of the original foundation. This means we must resume and revive the prayer of the apostolic church.
然后呢，就是重立奠基。
Then relay the foundation.
那么这个立奠基啊，我们看第八节以下就是立奠基。
This is recorded in verse 8 and following.
祭坛建立起来，然后一些准备的工作做好之后，就开始立奠基。
After they built the altar and prepare everything, they began laying the foundation.
看第十节。
Verse 10.
他们把工作分配，就是利未人做督工的，那么第十节是匠人来立神殿的根基。
Here it tells us that the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord.
这个匠人呢，就是今天的传道人。
The builders are like the pastors today.
所以立奠基的就是传道人。
It is the pastors who laid the foundation.
那么那些督工的是立位人。
The priests are the supervisors.
那祭司呢，穿礼服吹号，立位人敲拔唱诗。
And the Levites have symbols with them and praise the Lord.
然后啊，看到十一节。
Verse 11.
众民大声欢呼。
They sang responsively.
因为神殿的根基已经立定了。
They shouted with a great shout because the foundation of the Lord's house was laid.
所以建造圣殿是按照神的恩赐分工合作。
We can see that in the process of rebuilding the temple, everyone carried out their work according to the gift they received from God.
那这个奠基立起来，大家很高兴。
And after the foundation was laid, everyone rejoiced.
见过旧殿的人呢，大声哭了。Those
who had witnessed the former temple wept aloud.
在哭什么？这个很复杂，很难说。It
was a very mixed feeling, so it's hard to explain why they wept.
那想起呀，哇。 70年被圣殿被毁掉，又想起那个旧那种感伤。
They must have recalled the 70-year desolation and how the former temple was destroyed.
经过了70年，现在又能够重建，哦，这个太高兴了。
After 70 long years, they could still rebuild the temple, so that really brought a lot of sentiments.
所以这种心情就是只有用大哭的才能表现出来。
So the only way to express what they were feeling was crying aloud.
那更可贵的是，这些老人家都七八十岁以上了，我看90岁有了，90。
And these older people probably were 80 or 90.
因为这些利未人呢，20岁，他们在开始工作。The
Levites began their work in their 20s.
如果刚刚开始的时候就 被毁掉，被抓去，20岁被抓去，那么70年就90岁了。
Just imagine when they were captured, they were probably these are Levites of the former generation, were probably in their 20s. So by now they must have been 90.
所以这些见过旧殿老年人呢，最年轻的90岁。
So the youngest of them who have seen the former temple, were probably at least 90.
这些人呢，还走那么远的路回来。 参与重建圣殿的工作。
Despite their age, they travel so far to come and join the work of rebuilding.
感受更深。
And because of that, they must have a deeper and more profound feeling.
那其他年轻的很高兴，就大声欢呼。
The rest who were younger rejoiced and shouted with a great shout.
那13节说这两种声音呢，分辨不出来。
Verse 13, the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping.
声音很大，传到很远的地方。
It was a loud shout, and the sound was heard afar off.
教会里面没有代沟的。
In the church, there should not be any generation gap.
一旦产生代沟，问题就会来。
Whenever there is generation gap, problems will follow.
信仰的传承，就会发生问题。
And the succession of faith will not be able to continue. And this is something we need to pay attention to.
分不出来，两种声音分不出来。
We should not be able to discern the noise of one from the other.
它是混在一起的。
They should be mixed together.
这个才是正确的。
This is the right way.
那声音就会传到很远的地方去，不会被抵消掉。
Then the sound, the noises will not cancel each other out. Instead, they will be heard afar off.
如果教会产生代沟的话，力量就抵消掉了，就不会，圣工就不会发展了。
On the contrary, if there is generation gap in the church, then our work will cancel each other out, and we will not be able to develop the church.
那第四章啊，这个是停工。
In chapter 4, we read that the work was stopped.
为什么会停工？
Why did it stop?
这第一段呢，记载那些人开始要来参与这个工作。
In the beginning, we read that the people wanted to participate in the work.
但是第三节说，所罗巴伯、耶稣亚他们立场啊非常坚定。
Oh, some other people wanted to join the work, but Zerubbabel and Joshua were very firm in their stance.
说我们建造神的殿宇里面无干。
They told them, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God.
我们自己要为神的这个主以色列的神协力建造，是按照波斯王古列所吩咐的。
But we alone will build to the house to the Lord God of Israel, as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us.
神的旨意他们很清楚。
They knew God's will very well.
所以信心很坚定。
They were very strong in their faith.
但是那些人呢，就开始破坏。
Then these foreigners started to attack them.
要来搅扰他们，使他们手软。
They discouraged them and made them weak.
还买那些谋士来败坏他们的谋算。
They even hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose.
这个是开端的时候。
This was how it stopped.
我们这里是教会一直很多人说，为什么不跟一般教会联合？
Many people ask, how come the True Jesus Church doesn't have fellowship or unite with other churches?
可以联合吗？
How can we unite?
所罗巴伯、耶稣亚他们立场很清楚。
Zerubbabel and Joshua were very firm and clear in their stance.
神的旨意不可以。
It was contrary to God's will to unite with these foreigners.
因为圣灵交托我们的责任。
Because it was the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天这个工作要把天国的福音传遍天下，向我们做见证，神是托付给谁？
Today, to whom has God entrusted the task of preaching the gospel and witnessing to the world?
托付给我们。
It has been entrusted to us.
圣灵在我们身上。
Because we have received the Holy Spirit.
所以说我们要很清楚神的旨意。
So we must know God's will very clear.
不要用人的想法说，大家都一样嘛，联合嘛。
So let's not think that we're all the same and that we should unite.
他们来说，我们拜神跟你们一样嘛，一样嘛。
These foreigners said, well, we worship God just as you do.
一样，真的一样吗？
Is that really the case?
其实不一样嘛。
No.
这个很清楚的事情。
It is quite obvious.
可因为这样子，那一些人就联合起来啊，现在要来控告、破坏。
After they were turned down, they joined forces to frustrate them and to accuse them.
我们应该有这样的认识。
We must be aware of this.
受到这些人的阻挡、破坏、攻击，这个是自然的事情。
It is inevitable that we will meet with oppositions and attacks.
没有办法避免的。
It is inevitable.
只要我们坚持真理。 那就会碰到这些。
As long as we stand firmly on the truth, we will encounter such problems.
所以第七节以下，你看到他们所有的仇敌啊，都联合起来啊，要来破坏。
Starting from verse 7, we read that all the enemies joined forces to attack them.
像主耶稣说的，捏造坏话来诽谤我们。
Just as our Lord Jesus predicted, they will make up all kinds of false accusations against you.
那他们就捏造坏话，捏造这个话。 诬告这个控告到王那里去。
So these people brought false charges to the king.
那王呢，这个王没有查，没有去查究到底是真还是假，马上就下命令下来了。
The king did not even examine, investigate the matter. He just listened to their accusation and issued a decree.
这个应该算是糊涂王。
He was a foolish king.
所以呢，就被利用了。
He was used by these wicked doers.
哇，这些人得到王的命令，高兴，赶快跑来，就强迫他们要停工。
Having received the decree from the king, these enemies were overjoyed, and they quickly forced them to stop the work.
那停工之后啊，停了十多年了。
The work stopped for more than 10 years.
圣殿是荒废的，因为还没有完成，也不能用。
So the construction of the temple was left undone.
那百姓就是既然没有工作，大家就建造自己的房屋了。
Now since they have nothing better to do, the people return to their houses and build their own houses.
哦，所以大家每一个家庭哇都不错啊，都住在天花板的房屋里面了。Subsequently,
everyone had a very nice house to live in.
啊，既然有享受了，就忘记了神殿的工作。And
having a comfortable life, they forgot about rebuilding the temple.
神就开始提醒他们。
But later, God reminded them.
经济开始不好了。
And by giving them a bad economy.
怎么现在收成越来越差？
their harvest was not good.
怎么赚这么多钱呢？马上就花掉，奇怪。
They earn a lot of money, but they spend it very quickly.
可是他们没有醒过来。
But they were not awakened by these signs.
神说，哇，怎么办？好，差遣出去了。
So God decided to send prophets to them.
所以哈该先知就来了。
And that is how prophet Haggai came.
那这个哈该说，我们就看就知道了。说你们要醒察，为什么会这样？
That's why the prophet Haggai said to them, "You must examine your ways and see why these things are happening."
你们想一想，你看，你们住在天花板的房屋，神的殿荒废，你看这样怎么，这对吗？
Think about it. You're living in houses with panels, but the temple is left desolate. Is that right?
赶快起来，上山取木料，继续把这个圣殿完工。
Get up, go up to the mountains, and get the wood to complete the construction of the temple.
神一定会祝福给你们的。
And God will definitely bless you.
嚯，这神的应许的恩典就告诉他们。
And God, the prophet told them the promised blessings of God.
并且给他们一个最大的期望，将来这个殿荣耀胜过先前的荣耀。
And he gave them a great promise, which was that the glory of the latter temple will exceed that of the former.
神会在这个地方啊，施恩祝福，赐平安。
And that the Lord will be gracious and will bless this place.
哇，他们听了，哇，马上就醒过来了。
And when they heard the prophet's message, they woke up.
还有一位撒加利亚先知也来帮忙。
Another prophet, Zechariah, also came and delivered God's message.
只是他们要靠神的灵才能完工。
And he revealed to them that it is by God's Spirit that they could complete the work.
这两位先知是护工、完工很重要的先知。
These were two key prophets in the resumption and completion of the work.
前段没有先知。
Before that time, there were no prophets.
后段是靠了先知。
And towards the latter stage, the prophets played a key role.
这跟我们真教的历史是有关系的。
This is comparable to the history of the true Jesus, true church.
所以先知听了先知的勉励。 同时呢，有先知在那里帮助他们。
The people heeded the prophet's words, and the prophets also assisted them.
他们就起来动工建造。
And they got up and continued to work.
那一些仇敌就来，哎，谁叫你们建造？
Then the enemies came again and said, "Who asked you to build this?"
那么那现在带领工作的是谁？
Now who were the leaders?
不是所罗巴伯、耶稣呀，他们现在精神领袖了，太老了。
By this time, Zerubbabel and Joshua were already too old.
还是一个精神领袖。
But they served as the spiritual leaders.
但是实际上带领工作的是长老。
But now it was the elders who actually led the work.
这些长老非常勇敢，我报名说，我们谁参加，我们这几个人啊，名字报上去。
These elders were very courageous. They volunteered to start the work.
第五节啊，说神的眼目看顾犹大的长老，以至于总督啊没有叫他们停工。第五章第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 5 tells us that the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, so that they could not make them cease till not make them cease.
神的眼目看顾那些犹大的长老。
The eye of God was upon the elders of the Jews.
因为他们敢担当，敢负责。
They were courageous. They dared take up the work.
所以呢，神的眼目就看顾他们。
So God's eye was upon them.
这种看顾啊，是把那些阻力啊排除掉。
Because God watched over them, the opposition dwindled.
不但没有叫他们停工啊，还帮助他们，报告到王那里去。
And not only that, God helped them so that the king was made aware of this this work.
把到这边来所看到、所听到的，完全写报告到王那里去。
A report about the construction was sent to the king.
看到他们工作那么迅速，哇，这个圣殿这么伟大，还有听到那些长老所说的话，就报告到王那里去。
The report was sent to the king because the elders were very courageous. And the construction was very speedy. This is in the same way, the gospel will be spread very quickly.
连别人都帮助我们传福音了。
even other people, people outside will help us preach.
27节.
Verse 27.
王接到这个报告以后，就去查，查到底是不是，啊，真正鼓励王有下这个命令。
Verse 17 tells us that after the king learned of the report, he went and investigated to see whether it was, there was such a decree early on.
所以第六章的大力王就查到，哎，真的有这件命令在这里。
And King Darius went in searched the archive and found this decree by King Cyrus.
哇，从第一个王就也现在到这还没有完工，哦，这个大力王心里面好像火在烧一样。
King Darius' heart was consumed with zeal when he found out that even as far back as the first king, the decree had been issued.
神感动这一位大力乌王啊，但是为神的殿心如火烧啊。
God moved the heart of King Darius so that his heart was consumed with fire.
所以马上下达一个火速的命令。So
he sent a very urgent decree.
非常的严厉。
And a very strict one.
那就从第六节到十二节。
And this can be found in chapter 6, verses 6 to 12.
那这里面有几个重点，我们看一下，第六节跟第七节。
Let's read verses 6 and 7.
就是要把一些阻挡的 远离，排除一些阻所有的阻挡。
The king first removed all the potential oppositions.
让犹大人呢能够在原处建造神的殿。
So that the Jews could build the temple on the original foundation.
第二呢，第八节。
Verse 8.
降旨要从王的府库里面拨出贡银做经费，啊，让这个工作不会受到耽误。
The cost will be paid at the king's expense, so that the work would not be hindered.
第三呢？Third, 那一些侍奉神的人，他们所需用的，一定要按时每日供给给他们，不得有误。
The daily provisions for the servants of God must be given them day by day without fail.
好，那最后要速速遵行，违背的那就要灭掉了。
And finally, this work must be carried out with haste or with speed, or else anyone who stops the work will be destroyed.
谁违背这个命令，就要将他灭绝了。
Anyone who alters this decree will be destroyed.
最后说，我大力乌降这个旨意啊，当速速遵行。
And he said, I, Darius, issue a decree. Let it be done diligently.
所以呢，他们在。 这些犹大的长老就在先知的勉励之下来进行这个工作，凡事亨通，很顺利就完工了。
So under the guidance of the prophets, the elders of the Jews led the people to complete the work of the temple very quickly.
现在最后看我们教会的历史。Finally,
let us look at the history of the present church.
教会的历史，我们看从1917年，圣灵降临，来建立真教会。The
true church was established in 1917 when the Holy Spirit came.
当时的教会很单纯。The
church at that time was very simple.
就是强调圣灵的祷告以及五大教义。They
emphasized prayer as well as the five basic doctrines.
没有像现在的什么专职的传道人，都是那一些。 长老之事啊，他们起初的被圣灵差遣，就一直工作了。Back
then, we didn't have full-time preachers. It was the elders and the deacons who were moved by the Holy Spirit and worked for God.
被神的灵激动了，就工作了。Anyone
who was stirred by God's Spirit worked.
那个时候出来做工的，就是这样子，因为没有神学，也没有什么制度，被圣灵感动了，现身出来就工作了。
At that time, there was no formal institution. Everyone who was touched by God dedicated themselves and started working for God.
我们初代的那些工人都是这样子的。This
was what every early worker was like.
跟这个重建圣殿的是一样。This
is similar to the rebuilding of the temple.
30年的时间，从北方到南方，一直到东南亚、东北亚。
Within a 30-year period, the gospel spread from the northern part of China down to the south and then to Southeast Asia.
就是在亚洲的地区建立了这个真教会的根基。
So the foundation of the church was laid in Asia.
那到这里就是这个写说49年，1949年。
In 1949.
那改一下1949年。
It should not be 40, it should be 1949.
那这个49年就大陆的政权转移。
At this time, the political situation in China changed hands.
中国共产党统治大陆。
The communists in China took over the government.
那共产主义是无神论。
Communism is believes in atheism.
尤其是对基督教外来的这个宗教啊, 他很排斥。
And they were very much against Christianity, which was thought to be a foreign religion.
他们认为这个是帝国主义侵略的一个工具。
They thought that Christianity was one of the weapons of imperialism.
所以几乎要清除这些外来的宗教。
So they wanted to purge the country of any foreign religious influence.
把所有的传教士那些都赶出去了。
So they sent away all the foreign missionaries.
但是真教会那个时候还在亚洲地区，主要是在中国大陆。
At that time, the true church was primarily based in China.
还没有跟国外的任何一些联系，因为还没有信徒。
At that time, we could not establish an international coordination because the gospel had not yet reached many foreign countries.
是完全中国人自己自立自养自传的真教会。
The true Jesus Church was founded and sustained by the Chinese people themselves.
所以呢，没有被清算。
As a result, they did not have to suffer in the Cultural Revolution.
因为这是本土的教会。
Because they started in the mainland.
那么真教会到被逼迫是在文革的时候。
But the church did undergo persecution during the Cultural Revolution.
那个时候啊，不准任何的信仰存在。
At that time, no religion or faith was allowed.
所以所有柜堂都被没收。 所有圣经都被烧掉，所以一切宗教活动都被禁止。
Every church was confiscated, every Bible burned, and every religious activity stopped.
强迫停工。
They were forced to stop.
这个就是这段时期啊。
And this is what happened in that period.
那感谢神的怜悯呢，这根基没有被毁掉。
But thank God, during that period, the foundation was not destroyed.
当时这个亚达薛西王说停工，但是呢。 原来建造没有被毁掉。
When King Artaxerxes stopped the work, the foundation was not destroyed.
保守在台湾。
This foundation was preserved in Taiwan.
既然大陆已经断了，那么台湾的教会，那个是叫分会，就本来总会在大陆，那已经断掉，总会已经断掉没有，所以台湾就分会就成立总会。
Because the General Assembly in China was stopped, the branch office in Taiwan became the General Assembly.
来治理台湾的教会。
So the General Assembly oversaw the work of the church in Taiwan.
那在圣灵的带领之下呢，都是圣灵的带领。
And it was all through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
在一次青年聚会的时候，那些青年被圣灵感动，他们说我们应该要来教导那些儿童。
During a particular youth service, many young people were moved to establish the religious education system.
前30年的时间，我们真教会只有传福音聚会，传福音就是这样，没有宗教教育的。
In the first 30 years of our church, there was no religious education system, and they just focused on preaching and service.
所以在台湾总会成立之后，就开始感动一些青年来发起这个青年聚会。
At that time, after the General Assembly was established in Taiwan, the RE system was also set up.
那总会认为，哇，这个意见很好，就计划，这个来设立宗教教育。
The General Assembly endorsed the youth's suggestion and established the RE system.
这样啊，教会就渐渐的成长。
So that's how the church began to grow.
然后在40年前开始设立。
And 40 years ago, the theological school was established.
这个都是神在预备的。
All this was due to God's preparation.
所以40年前设立神学院之后,
After the theological school was established, many preachers have been trained.
这个要应付啊, 复工之后, 有应付工需要兼职啊。
The reason the preachers must be trained is that they need to lead the latter part of the work.
所以有这些神学院的栽培啊，这些传道的工人。
So because of the theological schools, many preachers were trained.
同时呢，也成立了联合总会， 为了为世界宣道的工作啊， 来努力。
Additionally, the International Assembly was also established to mobilize world mission.
这个是一个停工时期啊， 所预备的工作。
These were works of preparation done while the work was stopped.
到了80年代，
In the 80s,
真教会的复兴还没有开放， 还没有正式开放以前， 1976年。
In 1976, before the work of the church was
真教会的复兴啊， 1976年啊， 在 地下活动。
Before the church in China was fully obtained freedom. At that time, the church went underground.
借着一位女执事啊， 很奇妙， 那个见证科学里面有人听过。
You've probably heard of the testimonies of a deaconess.
21天啊， 她就昏迷在床上。
For 21 days, she lay unconscious in bed.
就死掉了， 又没有死掉。
She did not die.
但是她就是不吃不喝， 就躺在那边。
But she could not eat or drink. She just laid there.
但在灵里头啊， 每天按时间， 天使带她到天上去聚会。
And her soul, her spirit was taken each day by the angel to heaven to worship in heaven.
从创世纪啊， 一幕一幕的， 活生生的， 让她看。
From Genesis, starting with Genesis, heavenly worship introduced very lively pictures of the Bible.
因为他们没有圣经啊。
Because at that time, they did not have any Bible.
所以去聚会啊， 一个天使翻这个图给他看， 一看就像在我们就像电影一样， 就演出来， 那些人物都是活的了。
So during the heavenly worship, the angel would display scenes in the Bible, and these scenes were animated and alive.
然后啊， 一个天使来解释这个， 圣经的这个故事。
And an angel would explain the stories in the Bible.
他一听了一看啊， 都记得， 完全记得。
After going through this, the deaconess was able to remember all of the stories in the Bible.
他看到挪亚的造方舟啊， 是活的啊， 真的啊， 人物， 一切都是活的。
When she saw the story of Noah's flood, all the people in the presentation or the picture was alive, were alive.
但你里面跌到狮子坑里头， 那些都是活， 真的， 造那个像， 这个， 都是活的。
She saw people alive in the scenes of Daniel being thrown to the lion.
大卫打死哥利亚， 那个都是活的。
And David killing Goliath, everything was real.
所以他记得很清楚， 而且天使跟他解释， 这个什么意思？
And the angel also explained the meaning of these stories.
他回来了， 21天这样聚会。
So she had this series of services for 21 days.
圣经重要的这个真理啊， 都告诉他了。
So she received all the important teachings in the Bible.
21天你又醒来了。
After 21 days, she became conscious.
她已经是老人家了。
She was an elderly lady.
七八十岁啊。
She was over 80.
现在也有三天像女孩子一样。
After she became conscious, she was as lively as a young girl.
行动非常活泼， 像年轻人一样。
She was very energetic as a youth.
神告诉她， 开始传福音。
And God told her, start preaching the gospel.
圣灵带领， 有时候天使也出现。
And the Holy Spirit led her, and sometimes angels appeared to accompany her.
要到那里传福音， 要到那里找人， 都是神在带领。
And God told her where to go and where to visit people.
哇， 很多信徒就醒过来， 复兴起来。
At that time, many believers were awakened.
当时按照神的旨意， 拣选了七个， 七个门徒。
And by God's will, 7 disciples were chosen.
当中有男的有女的。
Some women, some men.
他们现在都是专职工人。
All of whom are now full-time workers.
同心， 七个人同心， 开始在福建的地区啊， 传福音。
Through these 7 dedicated workers, and they were all of whom were united, the work began.
真教会复兴起来。
And the true church revived in Fujian.
经过了两年， 78年的时候。
In 1978.
那个时候就是说要开放。
The Iron Curtain was lifted.
开放就可以到地面上来了。
Which means the church was no longer underground.
哦，所以出来我们已经很多信徒了。
And by that time, there were already many believers.
感谢主啊，真教会就这样复兴起来。
Thank God, that's how the church in China revived.
那么开放以后啊，就更好，发展得更快。
And after they received religious freedom, the church developed even more quickly.
90年代。
In the 90s.
到九零年代的时候，这个好像是第六章。
It is similar to Ezra chapter 6.
快速发展。
The development was speedy.
开始盖会堂。
Church buildings were erected.
那一天晚上你们看过了。那个是福建地区的一部分，一小小部分。
You've seen video clips the other night of the churches in China.
90年代第一间会堂就漳浦教会的会堂。
The first church building was the one in 漳浦。
我去的时候刚好在弄地基。
When I visited that place, they were laying the foundation.
真是想不到的。
It was incredible.
而且是由政府啊拨给我们这个地。
In fact, that piece of land was allotted to us by the government.
许可，准许我们盖这个会堂。
We received the permission to build a church building.
哇，盖起来真的很大。
And it was a very grand building.
应该我们这个会堂两倍大。
It's at least probably twice the size of this chapel.
还有楼上。
And it is multi-story.
从那个时候开始。
From that point on.
哇，好像雨后春笋一样，哇，到处开始一直盖会堂。
Churches, new churches were built everywhere.
现在啊，有600多间的会堂。
Now there are more than 600 church buildings.
快速发展。
Speedy development.
因为快速发展，所以我们就觉得说，先知就很重要，传道很重要。
Because of the speedy development, we sense the importance of preachers.
所以现在也加速的在栽培这些工人。
That's why we urgently train up even more workers.
现在我们教会已经遍布所有中国大陆各省各个地区。
Now our church can be found in every area of China.
那九零年代又配合着联总的工作。
And in conjunction with that was the work of the International Assembly.
因为移民潮的关系啊，很快速就把教会遍布到全球去了。
Because of massive waves of immigration, the gospel was brought overseas very quickly.
所以现在我们五大洲各重要的城市几乎都有我们的教会。
So in the five continents and in many major cities, we can see the True Jesus Church.
这个是福音的据点。
So these are the gathering places of the gospel.
这个是出于神的手。
These are from the work, the hand of God.
我们没有想到这么快速。
We never expected that all these would develop so quickly.
这个据点已经建立好。
Now the bases have been established.
那最后是什么？最后的工作啊？
What's the final work?
现在03年了。
We're in 2003.
从2000年开始，我们说是要架设这个网络。
From 2000, the year 2000, we began to build the website.
因为我们要撒网啊，最后的工作要撒网。
Because our final work is to cast the net.
要把福音传遍天下，向万民做见证。
We are to testify to the whole world of the gospel.
感谢主啊！现在我们没有阻力，我们在全世界的传福音没有阻力。
Thank God, we can preach anywhere in the world without any opposition.
再来呢，我们需要经费。
Now we need finances.
经费在哪里？
Where do they come
from? 从国库里面拨出来。
They will come from the national treasury.
国库在哪里？
Where is the national treasury?
国库是人民纳税的钱啊。
The taxes, people's taxes.
在每一个人的口袋里面。
They're in people's pockets.
每天零用钱拿来就好。
Just give your daily allowance.
所以今年我们就发动，我们要人人参与，纳税人人都要了吧？每个人零用钱就好了。
That's why starting this year, we ask every member to participate in offering.
我们的教会就很充裕啊，工作就不会受到耽误。
With enough resources, our work will not be hindered.
我相信很快会完工。
And I believe very quickly we can complete the work.
那最后这个就会来了，耶稣就要再来。
Then the end will come.
Jesus Christ will come. 所期待的嘛。
And that is our ultimate hope.
让我们明白这个时候。
So let us be aware of our times.
大家应当要知道自己在做什么呢。
and let us be aware of our responsibilities.